Kappa Problem, October 1st, Mr. Max Smith.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Let us pray, please. We thank thee, our Father, for the auspicious privilege of worshiping thee. Help us not to abuse this gift by coating our prayers and praise with pretentiousness. Grant instead that we may seek worthily to magnify thy holy name by forgetting ourselves and remembering thy Son, the source of all life and salvation. Amen. Our hymn is number 44.
Thank you. we read responsively selection number 8, God's goodness. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his iniquities.
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies.
Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed.
He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy.
He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us.
Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him.
The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting
upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. Message of the meaning of the mystery of Christ. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of our religion. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of our religion. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for testimony to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of our religion. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of our religion. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of our religion. He was manifest in the flesh, vindicated in the Spirit, sent by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. May God add his blessing to the reading of his sacred and holy scriptures.
May we unite our hearts in prayer. Eternal Father, to whom are we to direct our petitions? It is to thee, O God of Israel, beneath whose all-seeing eye our mortal lives are passed. To thee, O God of the nations, whose eternal presence is hid behind the veil of nature. To thee, O God of the mountain, who through steadfast love hath drawn us so that our spirit soared on silent wings unto thyself. To thee, O God of the valley, for thou art with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us, and in thy courage we fear no evil. How wonderful are the mysteries of our religion! The great mystery is not that thou art hidden, for thou art God, but how wonderful is the mystery of thy revelation. In Jesus Christ, the veil has been rent, and the light has shone through. And as the grass of the meadows and the flowers of the field turn their faces toward the sun to find life, even so have we found life in thy Son, the light of the world. We praise thee, O Lord, thou who indwellest in our poor and shabby human life, lifting it now and then above the dominance of animal passion and greed, allowing it to shine with the borrowed lights of love and joy and peace, and making it a mirror of the beauties of a world unseen. Grant us, O Lord, a day by day desire to live in such manner that the splendor of thy presence would never be hidden from the eyes of our fellow men. Give us strength to stand today, to stand for that which is pure and just and true and good, for the advancement of science and higher education and true learning, for the rights of the weak and oppressed, and for the binding of the love cords among the members of our seminary family. O God, let thy grace and power rest upon the president, the faculty, and the administrative staff of this institution. We are thankful for good leadership and for the personal challenge to do and to dare. Guide us in our study, lest we forget that true knowledge has its beginning in a positive encounter with thee, the living God. Hear our prayer and stimulate our spirit to a keener perception of thy revelation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Father, we thank thee that thou hast not left us alone in this life, but rather that thou hast provided a means of salvation through Jesus. We pray, our Father, now that thy Spirit might hover over us, guiding us in our perplexities, giving us strength when we become weak, and above all else, keeping us from growing weary in well-doing. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.